The following is another high school sports presentation on Platte River Radio. Platte River Radio is Central Nebraska's radio home for high school sports. The game gets started in just a few minutes. We'll get you to it. But first, the pregame show. You're listening to Platte River Radio Sports.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Berries.com.
Good afternoon, everyone,
good
and welcome to Lincoln Southwest High School as the Silverhawks playing host to the Kearney High Bearcats here at high school basketball tonight right here on ESPN. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Glad you could join us. Make the trip down Interstate 80 to the capital city for coverage of high school basketball. On the girls' side, well, Lincoln Southwest will be a prohibitive favorite in this game today because they come in with a record of 12-6 on the year. Kearney struggled a little bit, a very young team. They're 6-14 on the year. So on paper anyway, Lincoln Southwest would be a prohibitive favorite. On the boys' side, well, it's going to be a whole lot more balanced. The Bearcats come in at 13-7, Southwest 10-8. And again, it's really anybody's game on the boys' side. The girls' side, it would be a bit of an upset if the Bearcats could pull off the win here at Southwest. But that's why they're suiting up. That's why they're playing a game to try to make that upset happen here at Southwest High School. And, again, a beautiful sunny day. A little chilly here in our capital city, but it is a great day for high school basketball. We're glad you could join us for coverage of it right here on ESPN. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the starters for the Silverhawks and the Bearcats as we get set for the girls' game. That's coming up next right after this timeout.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jerseys in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m. Not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Trickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southwest High School as we're getting all set to get things underway here. Your starting lineup's brought to you by Five Points Bank. Let's take a look at the starters. We'll begin, first of all, for Lincoln Southwest. As we mentioned, they come in with a record of 12-6 on the year. And here's the lineup for the Silverhawks. It'll be Kasha Meyer. She is a 5'9 senior. She'll start at the forward position. They'll go with four guards. McKenna Dodd is a 5'7 sophomore. Lauren Works is a 5'7 junior. And Olga Melwatanda is a 5'8 senior. And the other fourth guard that starts for Lincoln Southwest is Bailey Miller. Miller is just a sophomore, and she is 5'7. Now for the Kearney High Bearcats, their starters, they're the usual group since injuries allowed everybody to make the start. And so the starters are Kelsey Weimers, 5'8 and a junior. Kelsey Stiffen, 5'7 freshman. Kendra Kosler, 5'8 and a junior. Gretchen Mock, 5'7 and a senior. And Peyton Cutterback, 5'7 and a sophomore. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time, Five Points Bank is the better bank. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the tip between the Silverhawks and the Bearcats right after this timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The most recommended, by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Butcher, car, or truck, back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and microbrews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
And welcome back here at Lincoln Southwest High School. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Again, for Kearney High, the starters are Weimer, Stitham, Kosler, Mock, and Cutterback. And as we've pointed out throughout the course of the year, the leading scorer for the Lady Bearcats is Kelsey Weimer. She's averaging about 11.1 points per ball game, and really that's where most of the offensive punch comes from. Everybody else is averaging a little bit less than 4 points, except for Gretchen Mock, who is averaging 4 points per ball game. Cutterback, 3.7. Stitham, about 3.8. Abby Ray, about 3.5 points a game. And so not a lot of offensive punch outside from Kelsey Weimers, who is in double figures here. And again, Lincoln Southwest, they really like to pressure the ball. They go with that four-guard lineup, and they really like to come out and pressure the ball. So being able to handle that press is going to be very, very important here for Kearney High, as Lincoln Southwest will be getting introduced to her here. They are in their home white uniforms, of course. The Bearcats will be in their road blues. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry Jason Starker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. On the boys' side, a little bit more even matchup. In fact, Kearney High has a little bit better record than what Lincoln Southwest has. So on the road, I think you're going to have to call the boys' game really kind of a pick'em game. And we'll talk with Scott Steinbrook, the head boys basketball coach for the Bearcats. We'll talk to him at halftime. We're just about ready to get things underway. They're approaching the center circle for the jump to get things started here in girls basketball right here on ESPN. And doing the jumping here for the Bearcats will be Kosler. Melwin Tonda also does the jumping. She wins the tip here for Lincoln Southwest, so they have first possession of the ball game here. And Kearney High is going to go man-to-man. On the dribble on the left wing here is going to be Meyer. Meyer looking on the inside as they cycle through. Nobody really standing inside the lane. And now driving here is Mo Latonda. And Mo Latonda's layup is no good. And off one of the hands of the Silverhawks and out of bounds. So the Bearcats will drop back here on defense. So first offensive possession here. Check that. The Kearney High will be inbounding. Southwest drops back on the defense and bringing in the offensive zone will be Weimers. Weimers is picked up there by Miller. Miller will pressure, give it for Kosler. She'll kick on the right wing. Looking on the inside here is going to be Stitham. She enters it inside for Kosler. She'll shoot off glass. It hits the ground, rebounded, and kicked out of there by Peyton Cutterback. Cutterback will get the ball back out here for Stitham, and Kearney High will move the ball around yet again. They'll get it at the elbow, kicking it back out. Open for three is Weimer. She'll pull the trigger. It is no good. Another offensive rebound, this one by Stitham. She's going to kick it out for Mock. Mock's going to throw it in the corner. Kosler going up high to make the catch there, and she'll just have to come back around with it. With the dribble, top of the circle here is Weimer's. The Southwest is going man-to-man. Kearney High, a little stagnant, not moving around a whole lot here offensively. They give it off for Kosler. Kosler right back out for Weimer's. And Weimer's, they're going to clear for her if she wants to penetrate, but Miller staying right with her. And so Weimer's has the dribble again. She'll kick into the corner. That's Mock. Mock will give it top of the circle. Kosler. Kosler's not going to try that long three top of the key. And she'll try to get it for Mock. The pass is down a little bit low, and it's going to be held up there. Southwest will force the hell ball. Kearney High will maintain the possession, though, because the position arrow is pointing their direction. So they'll throw it in the corner for a cutback. And we're about a minute and a half into this possession, as on the dribble is Mock, and she'll hand it back out for Weimer's. 5 second counts going on. Weimer's will now kick left side for Mock. Mock lets everybody cycle through, gets a little screen pick and roll there. Mock will kick it back out, though, for Weimer's. Weimer's enters it on the inside, ball knocked loose, and Southwest forces the turnover. And on the run, pass up ahead, layup up and good for Bailey Miller. They got it up ahead to Miller after they forced the turnover, and points in transition for Southwest, and they lead it 2-0. Left wing, Mock looks to the inside, and now they'll kick it back out for Kosler. Kosler gives it up for Weimer's. Weimer's on that left side is picked up man-to-man by Miller. Both teams going man-to-man here in the early stages. And Mock has it, and she'll just give it off for Weimer's, and they're moving further and further away from the top of the key. They're near midcourt now, and they'll give it off on the left side for Kosler. Back over for Stitham. Back door cut here for Weimer's, and Weimer's will lay it up and in. Nice little cut on the inside, and a nice pass there by Stitham to make it happen. McKenna Dodd has it. She's going to kick it out. And the long three, no good for Works. And the rebound is out of bounds. Last touch by, must have been off the hands of Kosler, and out of bounds. So we're tied at two. Southwest will maintain the possession here on a team rebound that was off the hands of Kosler. So tossing in is going to be Miller. Off the screen, they give it for Works. Works will step around, get off the right side, drain a three-pointer. Lauren Works gives Southwest their largest lead of the game here at 5-2. Quickly up ahead, Stephen has it, lobs it down low, and there defensively is Winnetonda, and Winnetonda passes it up ahead off the hands of one of the Bearcats as they're trying to get it down low for McKenna Dodd. And Kearney running the floor defensively, Southwest running it offensively, and the Bearcats just tipping it away, happy they could at least get that done. Works has it on the inbounds, gives it for Winnetonda, back for Dodd. They're looking on the inside here for Miller. Winnetonda will dribble up against, and a little pressure put on by Mock. They'll kick the ball back out here for Works. Top of the circle for Dodd. Dodd on the right wing, Miller. Miller top of the circle now for Winnetonda. Back around the perimeter we go. They work it on the inside. What a great pass! And then the catch by Kasha Meyer for the bucket. And she just lobbed it right over the top of Kosler into the hands of Meyer, and Meyer is able to lay it up and in. 7-2 here. Southwest with the lead. Kearney High with the ball. They try to enter it in. It's kicked out, and the jumper no good. Rebound pulled out of there by Meyer. Meyer's on the run here for Southwest. She'll shoot off glass. It hits the ground, and picking it up is going to be Kosler. Kosler up ahead to Weimer's. Now the Bearcats are going to try to run. They'll take it in the lane, kicking it out. Mock's open for three. She'll pull the three. It's no good. Offensive rebound in underneath, and then a foul. Peyton Cutterback got it. And the ball was an air ball a little bit short, but Cutterback was right there to make the catch, went right back up with it, and the shot no good, but Cutterback will go to the line and shoot two. Haven't seen any notification of it, but I'm noticing that most of the players for Southwest are wearing either pink shoes or pink socks or both. Free throw up, no good for Peyton Cutterback. And the Southwest cheerleaders, their pom-poms, instead of the school colors of green, are pink. So the free throw here for Cutterback is on the way and up and good. Let's try to find out if indeed what we think to be true is true, that tonight is some sort of cancer awareness night. Works. We'll work it back around the perimeter. Right side Dodd. Lobs on the inside. Winnetonda is there. Shot and no good. I'm not sure the pass was intended for her, but Winnetonda was the one that tracked it down. The rebound's taken out of there by Weimer's after the miss. And she'll kick it off left side for Stitham. Stitham looks on the inside and will get the ball back out for Kosler. Tosler doesn't have any space there, so she'll just give it off here for Weimers. And again, trying to post up on the inside is Mock, but there's no room to put the ball in there. So Weimers is going to dribble out with it. 5 second count's going on. Gets enough space. They reset the five, and they'll give it for Stiffen. Stiffen now top of the circle for cutback. And there's going to be a little reach there on Moa Watanda. They got the ball on the left side for Gretchen Mock, and Moa Watanda is going to be whistled for a little bit of a reach there. Kind of a touch foul, really. And with 3:18 to go here, first quarter, it is 7-3, Lincoln Southwest with the lead. We were tied at 2, but other than that, Southwest has led throughout the game. Tied at 0 as well, but that's a given. Weimers will give it up on the left side for Mock. Mock fakes the drive, hasn't used her dribble. Now she does, and her pass on the inside is stolen away. With the steal there is going to be Taylor Rolette. Rolette passes it up ahead, and Bearcats are able to knock the ball loose, but it will be another Kearney High turnover, and Southwest will inbound underneath their own baseline. Three turnovers on Kearney High, and two of the three so far have resulted in points. Make it all three. On the inbounds, Olga Molotanda drives in, and good body control, caught it and shot it all really in one motion, and it's 9-3. Pass is tipped. And picking it up there is Abby Ray. She came up during the last time out, and that's going to be another held ball forced by the Lincoln Southwest defense, and this time the possession arrow is pointing to the Silverhawks. So Bearcats drop back on the defense. And on the dribble here is Hoggerud. Hoggerud just checked in, Megan Hoggerud. She'll work it back around the perimeter. Hoggerud enters it on the inside for Moa Watanda, back around the perimeter, giving it for Rolette. Rolette will give it off here for Works. Works is picked up there defensively by Weimers, and now penetrating that right side is going to be Dodd, and we're going to have a little hold whistled on Kendra Kosler. That'll be the first foul on Kosler. And just the first foul of the game here against the Bearcat team as a whole. So a first team foul, and inbounding here is Hoggerud. And she'll get it in the corner for Moa Watanda. Moa Watanda will fire a long jumper, no good. And snagging the rebound is Abby Ray. Ray, great position there. Pulls down the rebound. Kick ball back out for Weimers. Weimers on the dribble. Will bounce pass it on the left side. Looking around now is Stiffen. Stiffen will give it to Kosler. Kosler well behind the three-point arc, top of the circle. Gives it for Mock. Mock being harassed there by Moa Watanda. And they'll give it off here for Weimers. Weimers, 5 second count going on. Now she'll dribble, get a little screen, open momentarily, but she'll kick it out for Ray. Ray, nice pass on the inside for Kosler. Kosler lays it up, and it will not fall. But Kendra Kosler will be going to line and shoot two. She was hit on the arm as she put up the shot. And that'll be on Lauren Works, her first foul of the ball game. And so Kosler Jr. will step to the line, have a couple of free throws. And her first one rolls around and is no good. Kosler on the season, 54.5% free throw shooter. So one more free throw coming up here for Kendra Kosler. The only field goal of the quarter coming by Kelsey Weimers, and the Bearcats trail it now 9-3, make that 9-4 as Kosler does hit the free throw. Minute 40 to go, and in the offensive zone is going to be Works here for Lincoln Southwest. She'll dump it off right side for Rolette. Giving it back out here for Gentry Carvet. And Carvet will give it back out here for Miller. Miller looks on the inside. That's Meyer. Meyer has it. She's working up against Stiffen. Stiffen doesn't give up any ground, so they'll work it back around the perimeter. And now penetrating is going to be Works. And Works has her pocket picked. It's a steal. And here come the Bearcats on the run. Weimers on the drive. Kick into the corner. Now penetrating is going to be Sickler. They'll work it back around the perimeter. Giving it out Stiffen. Stiffen enters it inside for Kosler. Kosler double team kicks out. Here's Weimers open for the three, and she hits the three. Nice little in-out play there, and Kelsey Weimers with 5 points in the quarter, and that makes it now 9-7. Cats only down two in the final minute of the first quarter. They'll kick left wing for Rolette. Rolette's looking on the inside, and there defensively is Abby Ray, so they'll work it back around the perimeter. And they'll give it off for Carvet. Carvet, right wing, Rolette. Entry pass on the inside, and we're going to have a little foul. I think Ray's the one that's going to be whistled for the foul. They kicked it in the corner and immediately threw it inside for Meyer. And Meyer now will go to the line and shoot two. And the foul is going to be on Abby Ray, which is going to be her first. Two team fouls against Kearney High, three against Lincoln Southwest here in the early stages. Free throw is up and good for Meyer. So she's got 3 points in the game, and it's a three-point lead here for Lincoln Southwest. 10-7. And Meyer's free throw, back the iron and no good. Up high for the rebound, Kelsey Weimers. Weimers is going to dribble it down that sideline, try to lob it on the inside. It is tipped. It's going to be a steal here for Southwest. Silverhawks on the run, and they're going to kick into the corner. They get it out there for Meyer. Meyer now will give it back around here for Rolette. Into the corner, Meyer. And now backing out to milk the clock a little bit will be Bailey Miller. And Miller helps work it back around the perimeter. Dodd now snaps right wing, giving it off for Miller. Nice little cycle through there. Layup, no good for Meyer. Offensive rebound, nope, tipped out. Ray's got it. 8 seconds left. On the dribble here is Sickler for Kearney High. Sickler will give it back out for Ray. Ray, with 2 seconds left, little ball fake. Jumper by Stiffen at the buzzer. Hangs on the rim and will not fall. So one quarter is in the books. And Lincoln Southwest has a 10-7 lead here at home against the Kearney High Bearcats. We'll take a break. We're back right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southwest. The Silverhawks have the lead here over the Kearney High Bearcats, 10-7, as one quarter is in the books. And leading the way for Kearney High, the only one that scored any field goals is Kelsey Weimer. She's got 5 points in the quarter. Other than that, it's pretty balanced here for Southwest. Meyer's got three, works as three, and then Muawatonda and Miller, each with a bucket. Bearcats have the possession. They will try to work it on the inside. It's going to be stolen away. Nice little catch there by Muawatonda, and she helps force the turnover. Now a long WNBA three up and good. Lauren Works drains the three, and she didn't look balanced, didn't look comfortable, and she stroked it in from about 27 feet. So she obviously showing some shooting skills there. Sickler will take it down the baseline. They enter it inside for Ray. Ray up glass, and she's hit on the arm. So Abby Ray will go line and have a couple of shots. Bearcats just answering right back. And the fire is going to be against Meyer. And for Kasha Meyer, that's going to be her first. So Ray to the line. And the free throw is short. Barely covered the distance necessary, so it's a little bit short on that one. And 39.4% free throw shooting on the year here for Abby Ray. She's got one more, and it is perfect. So first points of the second quarter here for Kearney High. They trail it 13-8. And into the zone comes Works. She'll kick right wing for Dodd. Bearcats again going to go man-to-man here. The top of the circle for Works. Back around the perimeter. And they'll kick it off left side here for Miller. Miller in the lane. Pass back out for Works. Works a little ball fake. Cycling through there is going to be Miller. Miller kicks it out for Muawatonda. She dribbles down the baseline, leans up and in. Athletic drive there by Olga Muawatonda. And she kind of cut back down to the baseline, actually was under glass, leaned back in, laid it off the glass, and in. It's now 15-8, Lincoln Southwest with the lead. Stepping up is going to be Weimers. Weimers driving through there. She's hit on the arm. A couple of different Silverhawks there, so they'll see who they give it to. They're going to give it to McKenna Dodd. That'll be her second. So she's got two as a team. Southwest has five. So Bearcats will inbound here with 6:45 to go, second quarter. They'll work it back around the perimeter with it to Stiffham. She'll give it off for Weimers here. Weimers just kind of looking through. Has the dribble. 5 second count going on. Gets it at the elbow here for Cutterback. Back out for Weimers. Weimers is going to penetrate, take it all the way down the baseline. And she lost the ball, but it was off the hands of Bailey Miller. Miller was right there with her. She's sliding very nicely with Weimers. Checking in here is Abby Meter for Southwest. Cast inbound. Stickler gets it in the back door. Shot up and good for Abby Ray. She came, started on the right side of the lane, came all the way down to the left, and was able to catch and land up all in one fell swoop. So 15-10, Southwest with a five-point lead. Here's Mo Watonda for three. Back the iron, no good. Rebound ripped out by Sickler. Cats on the run. Sickler will drive all the way in, has the ball knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. That's blocked by Southwest. And Mo Watonda was down there. So was Works. I'm not sure which one of them got their hands on it, but one of those two. I think Works probably was most likely the one that got the block, so we'll give her the block here. And inbounding, it's Kearney High, and Mo Watonda knocks the ball loose. She makes the steal. She lobs it up ahead. Works runs underneath it, lays it up, and in. So, again, another turnover leading into another bucket. Kearney turns it over. Southwest lays it up. They lead by seven. That is at least their eighth point in transition after forcing a Kearney High turnover. One thing, if you get called for a travel, it's another if you get a layup out of it after making the steal. Weimers will look on the inside, has the top of the circle, dribbles all the way down to the baseline now. She takes it in the lane, uses up her dribble, kicks the ball back out. Off the screen here is going to be Stiffham. Stiffham gives it back for Weimers. 5:24 to go here before halftime. Talk with Scott Steinbrook from Kearney High, boys basketball coach. At halftime, entry pass on the inside. Nice catch in there, laid up and in by Peyton Cutterback. Ray lobbed it inside there. Cutterback with a great catch, dribbled into the open area and laid it up and in. Now running the lane is going to be Mo Watonda. Nobody checked her out. She came flying through there. Ball on the baseline, giving it in to Mo Watonda. She caught it and about a 10-foot jumper that was open. And she makes it now 19-12. 7-point lead here for Lincoln Southwest. Off the screen. Dribbling here is going to be Sickler. She'll kick on the left side for Weimers. Entry pass down low, and that's going to be turned over again. Stepping in to make the steal is Works. Works still has the dribble. Works it up ahead, and Sickler is able to knock it out of bounds. For Southwest, checking in the battle is Taylor Roulette. Cosley will come back in here for Kearney High. With 4:37 to go, second quarter, 19-12. Southwest with a 7-point lead and the basketball. And Kearney High, now they're going to slip into a little 2-3 zone here. And Southwest diagnoses it pretty quickly. They get it in for Mola Watonda from the elbow. Her jumper is no good. Good-looking shot. Will not fall. They're still fighting for the ball down there, and it's eventually going to get tied up. Abby Ray getting down on the floor with Taylor Roulette, trying to make the rebound. Check that. It was actually Cutterback who was able to tie it up. Possession arrow pointing to Southwest, so they're going to inbound, and we got a foul on the inbounds play. And that'll be on Kearney High. For Peyton Cutterback, that's foul number one. For the Bearcats, that's team foul number three. And Southwest will just toss the ball in for Abby Meter. Meter gave it away, now gets it back, throws it on the baseline here for Roulette. Gives it top of the circle, open for three is Miller. It's a little bit short. Rebound by Roulette. She's able to kick the ball back out. Long three on that right side. No good for Works. And the long rebound actually in midcourt was pulled down by Hagerud. And the ball still, now they're going to call a double dribble. Kearney High putting pretty good pressure on. And Peyton Cutterback forced the turnover. Ball was tipped around and near midcourt. Close to being over and back. But I don't think Southwest had both feet and the basketball when they got control of it there. Doesn't stop Coach Boyd from trying to work the officials. In any event, Bearcats do have the ball now. Sickler will give it top of the key here for Weimers. Weimers gets a little screen. Now rolling his Cutterback, but she'll kick the ball back out for Stiffham. Stiffham on the dribble. Picked up there well by Roulette. Roulette's going to dribble through, and we're going to have a block whistled on Taylor Roulette. And I believe that is number seven. One, two, three, four, five, six. Nope, it's just six. So Cats will have to inbound it. Rachel Bollinger is going to check in here for Kearney High. And she's going to inbound here with 3:38 to go. Neither team in the bonus yet. With 3:38 to go here in the second quarter. Meyer, there defensively, dribbling to Sickler. And we got a little double dribble. A little trouble handling the ball there by Rachel Bollinger, and that's going to be a turnover here against the Bearcats. So they trail 19-12 with 3.5 to go, and Southwest will inbound. Dribbling here, Lauren works. She'll kick on the left side for Rolette. Rolette on the dribble. We'll give it off right side here for Meter. Now Hagerud has it. She enters it. The ball's knocked, but I think we're going to have a foul called on Bollinger. Bollinger was there, but she's going to be whistled for the foul. So Bollinger just didn't get a good enough angle. She was there, diagnosed it plenty of times. She just took kind of a poor angle, and so a little touch foul. But here she steps in the passing lane and makes the steal. So she makes the interception, and now in the offensive zone is going to be Weimers. She actually made a couple of nice defensive plays. Weimers trying to lob it down low, gets it for Cutaback. Cutaback on the baseline, jumper no good. Rebound by Roulette here for Lincoln Southwest. And quickly they're going to be on the run. Meter's got it. Meter's going to drive, shoots, no good. Rebound by Ballinger, and Ballinger tries to work it up ahead, and we're going to have a foul as Weimers had it knocked out of her hands by Abby Meter, and so Weimers will go line for the front end of a 1-1. Weimers, 5 points in the game. She's the leading scorer here for Kearney High, but she has not scored here in the second quarter, and she'll have a 1-1 here. She toes the line. Her free throw is up and perfect. Turn the net inside out. So that'll earn her the bonus. 19-13. 2:47 to go. Reminder for you on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, coverage of Pleasanton and Loomis, a girl-boy doubleheader. Second free throw, Weimers. Her shot is up and good. 19-15, 5-point Lincoln Southwest lead. They've got the ball, works on the dribble. And Kearney going 2-3 on the zone here. On the baseline, Meyer. Back around the perimeter we go with the passing. Works has it on the right wing. Skips it over for Hagerud. Back around, and now a little ball fake. Penetration by Works. Works gets it at the elbow for Hagerud. Hagerud dribbles it back out. Mo Latonda's going to drive, lay it up, and a little bit too strong. Rebound, hits the ground, and finally Southwest comes up with it. That's Works. She'll fire a three. It's in and out. No good. It was about halfway down. No good. And Ballinger pulls down the rebound. She'll give it off here for Weimers as we near the two-minute mark here before the end of the second quarter. Off of a screen, Weimers will now dribble down to the baseline. She's picked up there and has her pocket pick. Coming around as Lauren Works. Works forced the turnover. She still has the dribble, and she was pushed from behind. Sickler trying to come up. Didn't anticipate that they were going to stop with the ball, and so she basically ran her over. So that'll be a foul on Sickler. That is 5 on Kearney High. 7 have been whistled against Lincoln Southwest. So Southwest will have to inbound here. And toss it in is going to be Bailey Miller. Miller gives it in for Moa Watonda. Left-handed shot will not fall on the putback. And then it's off one of the Bearcats and out of bounds. Moa Watonda does a nice job using both hands and leaning in a little bit. She comes through the lane again. They don't pass it to her, and they'll kick the ball back out for Dodd. Dodd works it back around the perimeter for Lauren Works, and Works will fire the three. No, actually, it's Mo Watonda. Quick little kick out for Mo Watonda. She drains the three, and it's 22-14, largest lead of the game here for Lincoln Southwest. Ballinger will get a little screen from Kosler. Kosler will roll, but they'll kick it out for Sickler. Sickler on the right side gives it back around top of the circle with a minute 20 to go. Weimers, she's going to penetrate. She's going to shoot, and she is heading to the line. She was bumped as she was putting up the shot, and now she'll go to the line and shoot too. On the season, Weimers about a 71.1% free throw shooter. So best free throw shooter for the Bearcats is at the line right now after the second personal foul on Meyer. The free throw by Weimer's good. So she's 3-for-3 from the line, has 6 points in the game, and it's 22-15. I said six, I meant to say eight. So she's got 8 points and the back of the iron here. So that's where she stays as Mo Watanda goes up high for the rebound. And she'll kick it up ahead. On the run is Works. Works trying to throw it down low for Bailey Miller. That's going to be a turnover on Southwest. Miller not quite tall enough to pull down that pass. 7 point Southwest lead. Bearcats are going to face a little full court pressure here. Weimers trying to trap her. She's able to throw it up ahead, and Stickler has it on the dribble. Will dribble, kick into the corner, back out, and Weimers will fire a three. Back the iron, no good. Up high for the rebound is going to be Works. Works on the run. Gets it for Mola Watanda. Mola Watanda looks on the inside, but she'll penetrate up against Weimers. Now she's going to take it back out as Weimers was there. Left side for Miller. Miller cycles back around. Mola Watanda goes. Will drive, and the layup is up and good. Olga Mola Watanda with 9 points in the quarter, 11 in the game, and it's 24-15 Lincoln Southwest. And Kearney High now is going to milk the clock a little bit. 27 seconds left as they kick left side for Weimers. Weimers watches everybody cycle through. Now with 20 seconds left, gives the top of the circle here for Kendra Kossler. Kossler's pass through the hands of Ballinger, and it's going to be tied up. Possession arrow pointing to the Bearcats. So 15.1 to go. And Liz Brendan, the head basketball coach of Lincoln Southwest, just to her right, Ballinger's going to inbound and give it for Weimers. Weimers, top of the circle, uses up her dribble. Gives it for Cutterback. They double-team Cutterback, who kicks it back out for Weimers. Weimers gives it inside for Kossler. Kossler in the lane. Shot, no good. Bouncing around. And I think that's going to be tied up. Yep, at the buzzer. It's tied up at the buzzer. They're not going to move the possession arrow or anything. They're just going to say end of the quarter. And after two quarters of play, Lincoln Southwest with a 24-15 lead over the Kearney High Bearcats. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with Kearney High head coach Scott Steinberg about the boys' basketball game. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all. Check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southwest High School. We're at halftime of the girls' game, where the Bearcats are trailing Lincoln Southwest 24-15. Obviously, this is the first of two games here. The second half of a doubleheader will be the boys' game. And currently, Lincoln Southwest, about number 10 in Class A, and just outside the top 10, really, probably Kearney High. And to talk to us about what is really a very intriguing matchup, I think, is Kearney High head coach Scott Steinbrook. And Coach Southwest, your record is better than theirs, but probably a little bit more respect for Southwest in the papers anyway. Why is that?
Well, if you look at their second semester, you know, they got off to a really slow start. I think they started the year 1-5, 2-6, something like that. Since Christmas, they're 9-3. And if you look at their three losses after the Christmas break, Omaha, Bryan, Millard North, and Norfolk, those are all teams that are very heavily ranked and respected and have been for the last several years. So Southwest is definitely playing their best basketball of the season right now. This has been a busy week for both of us. We both played a game earlier in the week, and then we both obviously playing tonight, and we both play again tomorrow night. So three games in 1 week, it makes preparation a little bit difficult sometimes, but I think you'll see a pretty good basketball game tonight. Two teams that are going to play a similar style trying to get up and down the court. I think whoever can take care of the ball and and maybe set that pace early on, we'll have a chance to get off to a good start and hopefully hang on. And they really get a lot of their points in transition. They really like to run the floor, and then in the half-court set, you may have an advantage there. Yeah, you know, their game on Tuesday night against Millard North, they won fairly easily. They really got up and down the court. Southwest has some real good athletes. But, we just played Omaha Central on Monday, and in terms of seeing the best athletes, not only in the state but in the entire Midwest, we've seen that. And that's one reason we scheduled some of those teams, by playing Omaha Benson and playing Omaha Central. We told our kids that we've seen the best now. Southwest is an awfully good team, but we'll be prepared for it because we've seen, real good aggressive on-ball pressure and full-court offense. And like you said, Southwest wants the game up and down. We'll hopefully be able to get some points in transition, but we need to execute our half-court stuff as well.
And again, playing Omaha Central, talk a little bit about bouncing back from that, because, they got up to such an early start on you guys that there's kind of a low process of kind of recovering from that.
Yeah, that's a blow to everybody's confidence. When you get beat on your home court by 30-plus points, I think our kids understood going in that Central was the best team in the state and one of the best teams the state's ever seen. But I still think their pride, was a little bit bruised after that. They felt like we could maybe represented ourselves a little bit better. But you know what? To their credit, we bounced back, and we had a good practice on Tuesday. Had a good practice on Wednesday, backed off a little bit on Thursday just to try to get their legs back a little bit, looking at a game tonight and then a game tomorrow night as well. So I think the kids are ready to roll. They're focused. They know what this game means. It's a game on the road against the top 10 team, and I think they'll be ready to come out and play their best.
How important is it to maybe build a little momentum, because we're really in the final throes of the regular season?
It's hard to believe, but there's only four games left. It, as long as the basketball season is, it seems like the month of February really flies by. 3 weeks from now, we'll be talking about getting ready for an opening round district tournament game, which is kind of hard to believe. But we're in a spot where we're kind of in that middle of the pack, 8, 9, 10, 11 seed right now. And the way this time of year works with our district seedings, the more games you win, you climb up that ladder a little bit. Nobody wants to end up in the same district as Omaha Central or Norfolk. If we can represent ourselves well these next few games, maybe pick up some wins, all of a sudden we're getting back into that conversation of maybe even having the chance to host a district if we would crack that top seven in terms of wild card points. And all the teams that we play the rest of the way out starting tonight, we're all kind of in that middle of the pack. Everybody knows who the best 1, 2, 3, 4 teams are in the state. And it's pretty much been that way the whole year with Omaha South, Omaha Central, Papillion La Vista, and then Norfolk. Those teams have really separated themselves. Then there's a giant middle of the pack. And Southwest is there, we're there, North Star is there, Grand Island is there, Lincoln High is there, and that's who we play. That's who we play this weekend, that's who we play next weekend. So we have a chance to really improve ourselves if we play well, take it one game at a time, and hopefully when it's all said and done 2 weeks from now, have played ourselves into a pretty good seed for districts.
And obviously that starts tonight. And there would be an extra boost to the team's confidence if you guys could win on the road.
Especially since our next two games are at home. We've been pretty competitive on our home court this year. We've maybe struggled a little bit away from home, losing at Southeast, losing at Northeast, losing at Benson. But our kids, I think they're focused. They're ready to roll. So if we could come into Southwest and earn a hard-fought win, all of a sudden we're looking at a home game tomorrow night versus North Star, coming back next week with a home game against Grand Island. Or I feel like, that'd be a couple winnable games for us. But again, like you said, it all starts tonight. We got to step on the floor with confidence, put Monday's game behind us, and then just get after it, compete on the boards, compete in transition, take good shots, and we'll see what happens.
And again, you touched on this very first question. You really kind of see transition, taking care of the ball, two keys tonight.
Yeah, Southwest plays great pressure man-to-man defense. Dwayne Bach is as good a defensive coach as there is in the city and the state here. He really preaches pressure man-to-man. And you're just watching their JVs play in the gym next door right now. They really get after things. They're super physical on the ball. And if we don't deal with that ball pressure, they're probably going to cause us some turnovers. If we can take care of the ball, we'll get good shots, whether it's at a transition, whether it's in the half court. But it all starts with dealing with that physical pressure on-ball defense. But I think our kids have seen enough of it this year. They should be ready to go.
All right, Scott, best of luck to you. Thanks.
And thank
we'll
you
talk
much.
To you after the boys game. All right, Scott Steinbrook, the head boys basketball coach at Kearney High. The girls right now trail at halftime here at Lincoln Southwest, 24-15. We'll take a look at those numbers when we continue with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southwest. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Let's take a look at our halftime scoring. We'll begin, first of all, for the Bearcats, leading the way, getting off the close to her season average of about 11.5 points a game, is Kelsey Weimer. She has 8 points here in the first half. Abby Ray off the bench has 3 points. Peyton Cunnaback also with three, and the only other point coming from Kendra Kosler. She's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She has 1 point here at intermission. For Lincoln Southwest, Olga Molotanda. I have trouble saying Olga. Molotanda, been nailing all night, can't say Olga. Olga Molotanda with 11 points here in the first half. Lauren Dodge has hit a couple of three-pointers. Excuse me, Lauren Wirtz, rather, has hit a couple of three-pointers. She's got 8 points here at intermission. Tasha Meyer with 3 points at the break, and Bailey Miller with a layup in the first quarter. She's got 2 points in the ballgame. Lincoln Southwest led after one, 10-7, and now they lead at halftime, 34-15. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball right here on ESPN 1460. I'm Randy Bushcutter with our engineer Grant back in the studios. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll have breakfast and basketball. We'll be at the Heartland Event Center, the first of, 8 high school games that we'll have for you. The first 5 will be right here on ESPN 1460 and on 1550 out of Hastings. We'll begin the day bright and early with Giltner and Overton. We'll check that schedule for you a little bit later. Southwest has possession of the ball to start the second half here. They lead it 24-15, and they go with their starters. They kick it right side for Works. Now they get it in the corner. A little penetration here by Miller, but Miller, to get things started, walk with the basketball. That's going to be 5 turnovers on Lincoln Southwest, compared to 10 here for Kearney High. And again, many of those turnovers for the Bearcats turned into layups for the Silverhawks. Kick in the corner for Mock. Mock gives it back out for Weimers. Weimers has picked up there defensively. Now she's going to penetrate. Too strong on the shot and the rebound by Molotanda. Molotanda will kick it up ahead here for Meyer. Meyer in the corner. Kicks it back out top of the circle. Around the perimeter we go. Works has it. She's picked up there defensively by Stiffham. And they'll get it off on the right side for Dodd. Dodd lets everybody cycle through. Gives it for Molotanda into the corner over there. She is going to shoot over top of Stiffham, so we'll keep working it back around the perimeter. Bearcats right now going zone. The kick left side for Meyer. She'll fire a 3. Bouncing around. Shot no good. And pulling down the rebound is Cutback. That's going to be her 3rd rebound of the game. And in the offensive zone is going to come Weimers. Weimers will spin in the lane. Bounce pass inside for Kosler. Kosler's going to lay it up and in. Kendra Kosler with the bucket, giving assist here for Weimers. And Bearcats now down by 7, 24-17. Thinking about the 3 was Works, and she was 30 feet away, but she's hit a couple from that range earlier, so you have to respect that a little bit. They give it at the elbow here for Miller. Miller bounce pass on the right side for Meyer. Meyer kicks it back. Molotanda on the baseline, and she walked. A little hesitation move there, and she walked with it with 6:26 to go here, 3rd quarter. And the inbound stolen away by Molotanda. Molotanda gives it back on the inside for Miller. And Molotanda with a great steal that turns again into a bucket. Quickly up ahead, Bearcats work it inside for Cutaback, who now kicks back out here for Mock. She'll fire a 3. Fighting for the rebound is going to be Cutaback. Cutaback comes up with it, gives it back out here to Ray, and now dribbling is going to be Weimers. Weimers on the baseline, shoots through a double team, and she's hit on the arm. She was bailed out a little bit there. She was in a little bit of trouble with that shot. And she got bailed out a little bit with 5:57 to go. And again, Southwest does not let you have too many open looks here. The foul by Meyer is her 3rd, and now the free throw by Weimers. She's got 9 in the game.
26-18. 8-point lead for Southwest. And the second free throw up and good for Weimers. So Weimers hits both free throws, makes it a 7-point game. And again, Kearney High is going to go with a little zone look here. A kick left side for Works. Back around the perimeter. Mulwatanda is going to shoot over the top of the zone. Good-looking shot that will not fall. And last to touch it was Cosler there. Cosler couldn't reel it in because they're doing battle for the rebound was McKenna Dodd. So it's off Cosler. And the inbound here is going to go for Works. She'll pull the trigger on a three, and she rattles in the three. That's her third three-pointer of the game. She's got 11 in the game, and the long pass up ahead here for Kelsey Stiffham. Stiffham steps through a double team, takes it all the way down to the baseline, having trouble handling the ball now because she started to lose it, and she's able to control it long enough to give it to Weimers. Weimers coming up against the pressure of Works. We'll lob it down low, and now a little penetration here for Mock. Mock shoots, hits it off glass, and will score, and one. She was able to muscle it up over the top of Mulwatanda. And she'll go to the line, and we'll try to finish the three-point play. Going to second foul on Mulwatanda. So the Bearcats' free throw is no good. And snagging the bound is Rolette. Rolette gives it up left side. Quick three there for Works. It will not fall. She fights for the rebound on the ground. Is able to flip it over to Miller, and Miller's going to lay it up and in. Great hustle play by Works after missing the three-pointer, was able to snag it, got on the ground, and from her knees was able to flip it over for Miller, and Miller laid it up and in, so she got a rebound and an assist after she missed the shot. Cosler will kick it off on the right side, now off of the screen, top of the circle, Mock has it. Mock working up against Works here, will give the ball back out for Weimers. Weimers looks to the inside, but there's nobody in the lane there with a blue jersey, and now they're going to kick into the corner, but the pass is tipped. Mock is able to track it down in that corner. Gives it at the elbow for cutback, and they'll work it back around. Weimers has it, looks to the inside as everybody moves closer to her, and they give it back out for Mock. Dribbling Weimers after getting the pass, and she's going to penetrate it. Before the shot, which was a nice one and went in, she was fouled, and clearly it was before the shot. And that one is going to be your Bailey Miller. That's going to be her first, third as a team here against Southwest here in the second quarter. Entry pass inside for Cutterback on the inbounds. Ball, the shot no good. Somehow the loose ball is picked up by Weimers. Weimers is going to penetrate. Now she'll head to the line and she was fouled. Kearney High trying to get some damage done, heading to the free throw line. They're starting to get Southwest in a modicum of foul trouble here a little bit. Southwest still leads by 10, 31-21 with 4:08 to go, but Weimers, with the clock turned off, hits the first two free throws. So she now has 10 in the game. And half of those points coming from the free throw line. And the second free throw is on the way, and she rattles that one home. 31-23, 4:05 to go, and in the offensive zone here is Works for Southwest. She'll kick on the right side for Dodd. Back out here around the perimeter for Mulwatanda, kicking it back out for Dodd. Her three is no good. Mock pulls down the rebound. Mock will give it up ahead for Stiffham. Stiffham didn't want to try to penetrate in there. Now she will. Has the ball knocked loose. It's on the ground. And who's the last to touch Southwest? The officials kind of look at each other and had a question of whether or not either one of them really had the call. And they will decide that it is going to be Kearney High ball. And tossing it in here is going to be Weimers. Weimers gets it inside for Cutback. Cutback's jumper is no good. Weimers pulls down the rebound. She's going to penetrate, and she's going to lay it up and in. Her first field goal of the second half. And now Mulwatanda quickly up ahead here for Southwest. Kick it out on the trail. That's Works. She doesn't want to shoot a 35-footer, so they'll give it back out here for Miller, and they'll reset the offense. Right wing, Works has it, and she'll snap it left side for Taylor Rolette. Top of the circle here for Dodd. Ball fake now by Works after she makes the catch. And again, Kearney High is going with the zone. Entry pass knocked away. Weimers comes away with it, so that'll be a turnover on Southwest. And Kearney High, down by 6, has it on the baseline. Mock gives it back out for Weimers. Weimers going to penetrate, going to lay it off glass, and it's good. Kelsey Weimers lays it up and in to make it 31-27, and timeout Southwest. Bearcats have cut the lead down to 4,
with 2:54 to go here in third quarter. We're back after this.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southwest High School. At the end of one quarter, Loomis leads Pleasanton in girls basketball 18-9. That game on our sister station on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Kick in the right side for Dodd. And again, Coach Brendan not happy with how the team was playing here. Bearcats down by as many as 12, have been able to cut that lead back down to 4. Cole Latonda, right side, she'll fire a 3, and she hits the 3. She's got 14 in the game. And that is her second three-pointer. She was on a real tear there in that second quarter. So that'll make it Southwest 34-27. Bearcats now being patient. Stitham has it on the right side. And Southwest is going zone here. A little 2-3 zone and a little extra stutter step over there by Stitham. That's going to be the 12th turnover on the Bearcats compared to 7 for Lincoln Southwest. Southwest turned it over 3 times here in the third quarter. Bearcats capitalized on that a little bit when they were making their comeback. And here, Dodd will fire a 3. No good from about 25 feet. And the rebound ripped out of there by Ballinger. And Ballinger will give it up for Weimers. Weimers will kick the ball back out here for Gretchen Mock. Mock will fire a 3. It's a little bit short. Rebounded by Cutterback. Cutterback is going to pass the ball back out. Weimers is going to reset the offense. Minute 45 to go here, third quarter. Now top of the circle, Stitham has it. Stitham gets it at the elbow for Weimers. They'll work it back around, back out for Stitham. Stitham kicks on that right side. There's Kosler. Kosler's not going to fire the 3. She'll get it out for Stitham. Stitham will penetrate, a little jumper from 8 feet, in and out, no good. And rebounded by Gentry Carvet. Carvet will get the ball off here for Mo-Watonda. And Mo-Watonda turned the ball over. And the Bearcats come up with it, and then Stitham couldn't quite handle the pass out, and she turned it over without much pressure being put on. So a little bit of an unforced error there for Kearney High, and their margin of error is rather thin here because they trail by 7, 34-27, minute 13 to go in the third. Empty pass, now kicking it out, Carvet, baseline drive, shot no good, and off the hands of Mock and out of bounds. Southwest will inbound again here with 67 seconds to go in the third quarter. They lead at 34-27, and on the inbounds, a layup by Rolette. Taylor Rolette just kind of flew in on that left side. Good ball fake to the left, and then actually to the inbounder's right, they made the pass. Weimers will kick it now right wing for Stitham. Stitham on the baseline, jumper off glass, no good. Rebound by Rolette, and Rolette will help work it up ahead here. On the run is Mo-Watonda. Mo-Watonda spins in the lane and walked with it. I'm not sure. She moved those feet pretty quick. I'm not so sure that she actually walked with it, but the officials are going to say that is the 9th turnover on Southwest. Athletic move there. Might have been so quick the officials thought they saw something they didn't. Weimers will slowly work into the offensive zone. Bearcats are probably going to work for the last shot here. Southwest is in a little 2-3 zone, and you can tell that because they're the only ones inside the three-point arc, and nobody's moving at all here. They're going to milk the clock. And we'll remind you that we'll have coverage of the boys' game for you coming up a little bit later at the conclusion of this one. And now with 12 seconds left, we'll start playing basketball again. They'll kick it off for Mock on that right side. Mock gets it back, little ball fake, 4 seconds left. Weimers has it, enters it in for Ray. Ray's pressured, gives it back up to Weimers. Weimers shot for 3 at the buzzer, well short. And so we'll head to the fourth quarter with Lincoln Southwest leading it, 36-27. We're back after this.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Well, Lady Bearcats trail by 9 as we head to the final quarter. 36-27, Lincoln Southwest has the lead. A couple of things do work to Kearney High's favor, though. They've forced Southwest into 4 fouls in that first quarter, so they can maybe be a little bit more aggressive against Southwest, maybe get to the free throw line and score with the clock turned off. We'll see what they have in mind here. The Bearcats will fire a 3 off the inbounds play at the half, essentially. Long rebound, and tracking it down is Mock, but Mock had her foot on the line, so that'll be a team rebound here for Lincoln Southwest. Mock will come out of the game, and Claire Sickler checking in for her with 7:52 to go. And up ahead, bringing the ball is Lauren Works. Works will kick left wing here for Miller. Lowell on to pass on the inside for Meyer, and then we got a foul. First one of the half here against Kearney High. For Southwest, it's Meyer, Dodd, Works, Mo Watanda, and Miller out there. For the Bearcats, Sickler's out there with Weimers, Kosler, Cutterback, and Stiffen. The free throw, up and good for Meyer. And Meyer will have one more here, with Lincoln Southwest now leading at 37-27. Back the iron and no good. Mo Watanda tracks down the rebound, and then she has the ball knocked away by Kosler. She was trying to make the pass, but it was off Kosler, so over by the Lincoln Southwest band. Silverhawks will inbound. On the right wing, they give it off for Dodd, and Dodd's pass top of the circle here for Miller. Back to Dodd on the baseline. Myers got it. Myers will help work it back around the perimeter with 7:25 to go. Penetrating, putting her head down as Works. Works will kick the ball back out. And we've got a little reach here on Kearney High. That's going to be on Kelsey Weimers. That'll be her first. So that's only the second foul. Whistled against Kearney. And so Southwest will inbound. Down the perimeter, Dodd has it. She's picked up there by Sickler. Bearcats are going to zone here, and they give it to Mo Watanda on the baseline. Her three is good. Olga Mo Watanda has drained 3 3-pointers in the game. She's got 17 in the game and a 13-point Lincoln Southwest lead at 40-27. Right wing, Sickler. Sickler there picked up defensively, so she'll just hand it off for Weimers. And Weimers will penetrate. They double-team her out of that zone. Give it for Stiffen. Stiffen, she's going to fire three and hit the three. Her first points of the ball game. Make it 40-30. 10-point Southwest lead. Works will kick on the right wing here for Dodd. Mo Watanda posting up, but they double-team her. And they'll work it back around the perimeter for Works. Works gives it for Mo Watanda, a little ball fake, and she took a little extra step with it. That's now 10 turnovers on Lincoln Southwest. Rachel Bollinger is going to check back in here for Kearney High. And on the dribble here, Sickler. Sickler looking for Kosler. We'll give it off on that right side. Now top of the circle. Weimers has it. Again, Southwest going with a little 1-2-2 zone here. Bounce pass right side. Weimers. Weimers doesn't want to try to penetrate against Mo Watanda. Now they'll lob it on the inside for Cutterback. Cutterback kicks it back around. Stiffen gets it left side. Sickler will fire the three in and out. And then back in. Rattled around. And she got the little shooter's touch on it. And that'll cut it down to 40-33. Southwest now up by 7 again. In the lane, penetrating Meyer. Meyer is hit on the arm, gets the bucket and the foul. And
she'll have a chance to answer that three-pointer with a three-point play of her own. The foul on Cutterback is her second. Third as a team here against Kearney High. So I jinxed it. I said fourth quarter they had an advantage in terms of fouls, and it's been three straight Kearney High fouls since then. The free throw, though, is no good, and snagging the rebound is Kosler. Direct and traffic, Weimers. She'll kick on the left side here for Sickler. Sickler looks to the inside, and now we'll give it back out for Kosler as they don't really have a seam to pass through there. Ballinger has it, kicking it back out, now penetrating Sickler. Out for Kosler, skip pass, it's a dangerous one. Southwest tracks it down and then lost it. But they're going to say last touch by Weimers. And play happened right in front of us. Weimers was the last to touch it. That will be a Kearney High turnover. 14 on them compared to 10 against Lincoln Southwest. Difference is a lot of those turnovers at Southwest Forest turned into layups. Here, Mo Latondo is going to fire a three from the corner. It's no good, and they're going to tie up the rebound. It was in and out. Kosler came down with it, but when she came down, she brought the ball down and couldn't get it back up because there was about four sets of hands there for the Silverhawks, and they were able to tie up the ball without committing a foul. Bearcats drop back on defense as Southwest will inbound and now fire a three and hit the three. Now, Kenna Dodd in the corner was open. She has her first points of the game. Now back around the perimeter we go. Bollinger trailing 45-33, 12-point disadvantage for Kearney High. And Weimers penetrates and kicks it back out for Kosler. Here's the three by Ballinger, and she hits the three. Timeout, Bearcats. They trail it, 45-36, 4:41 to go here in the fourth. We're back after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are. Butcher, car, or truck, back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southwest as, again, nice effort here for Kearney High. They are trailing it, though, 45-36. They've trailed by as many as 15, but is able to kind of stay in this one, but they still have some work to do, obviously. Tomorrow we'll have coverage from the Heartland Hoops Classic. We'll begin around 8:55 tomorrow morning. Overton and Giltner to start the day. That'll be followed by St. Cecilia, Grand Island Northwest, and then Adams Central Pierce, Sutton, Norfolk Catholic, and GICC, Donovan Trumbull. All those games will be right here on ESPN 1460 as well as 1550. Out of Hastings, and then three more games at night, including Minden and Gretna. That'll be on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Here a foul, whistled on Kearney High. Rachel Ballinger going to be whistled for the foul, and dribbling around with it was Lauren Works. On the FM tomorrow will be the last handful of games, Minden and Gretna at 5:45, Grand Island, South Sioux City at 7:30, and then Heartland Lutheran SEM at 9:15. A lot of basketball games. The Heartland Hoops Classic. And now another foul on the inbounds as Lauren Works has it. She's hit on the arm again. And that'll be on Ballinger again. That's going to be her third. Five fouls now against Kearney High. Five straight against them. And here they're kind of trying to commit them and send them to the line. Works on the dribble, being triple team. Dribbles through with it. Kicks it out here for Dodd. Dodd has it. And she'll get the ball back out for Works. 4:10 to go. And the ball knocked loose, but that's going to be a foul on Kearney High. And what I do is the nonverbals from Kelsey Stiffen, who's called for the foul. And we got a timeout here for Lincoln Southwest. They call timeout as Kearney High commits the foul with 4:09 to go here in the fourth quarter. They trail it 45-36. We're back right after this.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us sometimes sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southwest High School. A 9-point advantage here for Lincoln Southwest. And Kearney High is now putting a lot of pressure on. They'll get the ball in the hands of Molvitonda. Molvitonda is going to drive, find a seam in the lane. Her shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Lost it momentarily. And it's going to be off the hands of one of the Bearcats and out of bounds. She had it and tried to do something with it by passing it out and actually went off one of the hands of the Bearcats and out of bounds. Well, Watandi just found a little seam there. Nice decision to cut through. On the inbounds, they'll get it right back out to Miller. Miller throws it top of the circle here for Meyer. Meyer hands off for Works. Works back out for Dodd. And again, they're really spreading the floor as Kearney High is forced to go man-to-man. With it is Molwatonda. Molwatonda dribbling up against Cutterback. And Molwatonda gives it top of the circle here for Dodd. And right now, Southwest is just playing keep away. They're wanting to milk the clock here a little bit. Up by 9 with 3:34 to go. 45-36. Backing out with it is going to be Works. She gives it for Molwatonda. Molwatonda with those pink sneakers takes it down the baseline and she's fouled. Trying to come in there and knock the ball loose, but instead knocking Molwatonda to the ground is going to be Kelsey Stiffen. That's going to be the second on Stiffen. 6 now against Kearney High. So Southwest will inbound again here with 3:22 to go. Next foul will send Southwest to the free throw line. Snap pass into the corner, making the catch there is Miller. Miller's going to penetrate, and she walked with it. Yep, took a little extra step with it. Kearney High forces the turnover. Took them a minute to do it, but they forced the turnover. Third halftime as Loomis leads Pleasanton 38-17 in girls basketball. That game on our sister station on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Entry pass inside. Layup by Wheelers. Oh, it's no good. And rebound taken out of there by Works for Lincoln Southwest. She gives it to Molwatonda. Great ball fake. Lays it up and in. She drove, act like she was going to kick in the corner, but was able to keep it. Did not walk with it, laid it up and in. That's an athletic play by Molwatonda. Inside for Cutterback. Cutterback gives it on the baseline. Jumper by Weimers is good. And the Cats will call timeout here. 47-38, 2:42 to go here. Fourth quarter, Bearcats again down by 9. We're back after this.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
Well, there's been a couple of times that the Bearcats have been able to cut the lead down to 4, but Lincoln Southwest, they built a 9-point lead about midway through the second quarter, and for the most part, that's where it's been, and that's where we're at right now, 47-38. It's been really even from that point, but again, Southwest has that lead, and they have not relinquished it. Tasha Meyer is going to inbound. Bearcats putting full court pressure on. They give it for Miller over from Molwatonda. They double-team her. She can still dribble and does. And she'll get the ball up ahead here for Works. Works pass tip. Ballinger comes up with it. She'll give it off for Stiffen. Stiffen for 3. It's short, but on the line was good, but it ended up being short. And the rebounded by Dodd. Dodd now is going to get the ball back out here for Works. Molwatonda now has it in the offensive zone. Bearcats forced a turnover, but didn't get any points out of it. Molwatonda gives it off on that left side. Miller and walked with it. She slid to a stop, but she did a little jump stop there. Kearney High trying to amp up the defense a little bit. And they've been able to do that, but they did not hit that shot. And that if they would have hit that three-pointer, that would have been huge. 41-38, 2:09 to go here. Bearcats have got to get hot and hot quickly, and they've got to play good defense along the way. They give it off on the elbow for Cutterback. Back out for Weimers. Weimers is going to penetrate. Weimers hit on the arm. Molwatonda whistled for the foul. She got the block, but she got a lot of arm as well. So to the line is the 71% free throw shooter, Kelsey Wiemers. And she is 7 of 8 from the free throw line, about her season average. It's in the 70s, about 78% free throw shooter on the night, and her free throw here is good. So increases the average on the night and on the season. Minute 59 to go here, 47-39. Second free throw, up and good. Barely grazed the iron as it went down. She hit nearly the heart of the basket. Quick pass up ahead works. She's going to penetrate, go all the way in, lay it up and in. I think they wanted to milk the clock, but nobody really shut out Lauren Works, and she just kind of weaved through the Bearcats, and she's able to push that lead back out to 9, 49-40. Dribbling here, Wiemers. Wiemers, 5-second count going on, and now she'll kick it top of the circle for Kosler. Kosler right side for Stitham. Stitham's going to fire a three, and rolls up and in. Kelsey Stitham drains her second three-pointer of the quarter. She makes it a 6-point game with a minute 31 to go. Timeout, Kearney High. 49-43. We're back with a final 91 seconds after this.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the Central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving Central Nebraska.
Let's give you a little bit of a game reset here. Lincoln Southwest leads at 49-43, minute 31 to go. And right now, any foul for Kearney High would send Lincoln Southwest to the free throw line because the Bearcats have committed 16 fouls compared to 5 for Southwest. So Southwest has a foul to give. Possession arrow pointing to the Bearcats. And Kearney High still has 2 timeouts left, a full and a 30, and Lincoln Southwest has all 3 other full timeouts left. So, again, Kearney's going to have to put pressure on the ball, but if Southwest gets really painted into a corner, Coach Brennan would be able to call a timeout, or one of her teammates, one of her players would be as well. So the inbounds goes to Meyer, and Meyer will get it off, gave it away, now gets it back, gives it to Molotonda. Molotonda dribbles through a little bit of pressure, and she's hit on the arm. And I think that'll be on Stitham. Yep, that's the third on Stitham. Seventh as a team, Molotonda is going to go to line. Her first trip to the free throw line on the night. She's got 19 points in the ballgame. She's done everything but shoot free throws and dunk. Free throw is good. That makes that to-do list just that much shorter. 50-43. Minute 23 to go. She's got ups. She doesn't have that much ups. Free throw. Rolls around and good. 51-43. Down by 8. Bearcats got to catch lightning in a bottle here. Wiemers gives it off on the right side for cutback. Back to Wiemers. Wiemers going to penetrate. Wiemers off glass. No good. Molotonda pulls down the rebound. And ball knocked loose. The officials are going to huddle up and talk about who gets the basketball here. I don't know if anybody's got a call. They're going to give it to Kearney High. They got together. Neither one of them pointed. Both of them looked at each other. They finally huddled up and said, let's give it to Kearney High. So Wiemers is going to inbound. And they get it in. Turnaround jumper by Stitham on the baseline. The three, no good. Molotonda pulls down her fifth rebound of the second half. She's got 7 in the game. So she didn't really rebound much that first half, but when they need her, she's been doing a pretty good job of it. Works in trouble. Now they'll kick it off on the right side for Dodd. Dodd dribbles through the lane and will kick the ball back out for Works. Over for Molotonda, and Molotonda fouled by Kelsey Wiemers. That'll be the second on Wiemers. Molotonda, who's 2 for 2 from the free throw line, will step to the line for a 1-1. 47.3 to go. 51-43. Free throw rolls around and is good. 22 in the game for Olga Molotonda. Free throw. Good. Again, it almost looks like Kearney High wanted to foul her, but she's 4 for 4 from the free throw line. I'm not so sure that strategy's working. Wiemers lost the ball, and it'll be an unforced error on Kearney High. she had it with trying to just flip it over to her teammate Kosler and just kind of blocked her own pass a little bit. That'll be a Bearcat turnover. And another foul here is going to send Molbaton to the line for 1-1. She's been the target of Kearney High pressure to get her to the free throw line, but as I said, she's 4-for-4 from the line. Ballinger, that's her fourth personal foul. Now 9 fouls here on the Bearcats, so this will be the last front end of a 1-1 of the game here for Lincoln Southwest. And free throw by Molbatonda is good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for 5, all of them here in the fourth quarter for Molbatonda. Second free throw, good. And so big night here for Lincoln Southwest. They lead it now 55-43, 33 seconds left. Stitham on the dribble, in trouble in the lane. And she'll get the ball off for Cutterback. Cutterback's pass, knock loose. Tracking it down is a hustling Rachel Ballinger. Pass on the inside by Stitham, trying to get it inside for Cutterback off the mark, and that'll be another Kearney High turnover. So Bearcats going to fall here tonight. They're trailing it right now 55-43. A little pass over here for Dodd. Dodd will work it back around the perimeter. They look to the inside here for Miller. And again, a little ball fake by Meyer, and that's going to work the clock for the final few seconds. The buzzer sounds, and Lincoln Southwest is now 13-6. They pick up a 55-43 win over the Kearney High Bearcats. Cats now fall to 6-15. On the season. Once again, our final 55-43. We'll start figuring out all of our final numbers when we come back with the VSCO Sports Postgame Report right after this timeout.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southwest High School. The boys' game on the way. The girls' game belongs to Lincoln Southwest. They pick up a 55-43 win over the Lady Bearcats. You're listening to the MISCO Sports Postgame Report. MISCO Sports has served Kearney and Central Nebraska for, well, generations now. And even though the retail store in Kearney is now closed, MISCOs can still outfit your school, your organization, and whatever your needs are in the area with the same great service that you've known for years. You can contact MISCO Sports by dialing area code 308-728-5261. Again, that's area code 308-728-5261. They can get you some great team apparel, great team discounts. They'll get you all fit and set up for the game at MISCO Sports. Let's check the numbers here for Kearney High. They are now 6-15 on the year, but don't blame Kelsey Weimer. She had another outstanding game. She finished with 19 points on the night. Leading scorer for Kearney High over her average. She averages over 11 points a game. She almost doubled that here tonight. She finished with 19 in the game. Kelsey Stitham probably got pretty close to doubling her season average as well. She finished with 6. She hit 2 3-pointers in that fourth quarter. And after that, well, a series of threes here. Claire Sickler, she hit a 3 for 3 points. Ditto for Rachel Ballinger. 3 points for Kendra Kosler. 3 points for Peyton Cutterback. Abby Ray also with 3. And Gretchen Mock with 2 points on the night. For Lincoln Southwest, they're led by their senior, Ogo Molowatanda. Molowatanda finished with 25 points on the night. Lauren Works hit 3 3-pointers. She finished with 13 in the game. 2 points for Taylor Rolette. Tasha Meyer with 6. 3 for McKenna Dodd. And 6 points for Bailey Miller. to round out the scoring here for Lincoln Southwest. And as we mentioned, Southwest improving now to 13-6 on the season. And for Kearney High, let me find my little information here. For the Bearcats, they don't have a whole lot of time to kind of lick their wounds a little bit because they're back in action again tomorrow. And let me find my list here so I can actually kind of set things up for you. They'll be back in action tomorrow at home against Lincoln North Star. North Star 2-16 on the season in girls basketball. So the Lady Bearcats hoping a little home cooking will pick up a win. And then after that, the season really kind of begins to slow down. Next Thursday and Friday, they travel to Grand Island, and then they'll host Lincoln High on the 17th, which will be 1 week from tonight, and that'll be their final game of the year. And then about that, by then, we'll have an idea of where they're going to be playing their postseason games as well. So, again, the Lady Bearcats falling to 6-15 on the year. They'll be back in action tomorrow night on top of the hill against Lincoln North Star. North Star, the Navigators, come in with a record of 2-16 heading into action tonight as they'll be in Kearney tomorrow. Well, we're going to step away for about 15, 20 minutes or so. The girls' game not really taking a whole lot of time, so a little bit extra time on the clock here. And, again, the boys' game is scheduled for a tip-off around 7:30, so they will not start that early. And so we'll be back around 7, 7:25 or so for coverage of the boys' game, which really should be a great matchup here for Kearney against Lincoln Southwest. Southwest comes in red-hot here in the second half of the season, and they are rated number 10 in the state. Once again, our final in girls' basketball, 55-43, Southwest with the win over Kearney High. We'll send it back to the studio for regular programming for about 20 minutes or so. We'll be back with the boys' game right here on ESPN.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.